Imagine selling a financial book from your car trunk that eventually helps millions break free from financial bondage. That's exactly what happened with Dave Ramsey's Financial Peace, which George Kamel has now transformed into a fresh guide for a new generation. Kamel's journey from broke 20-something, drowning in student loans, to debt-free millionaire by age 32 proves that financial freedom isn't just for the privileged few. It's available to anyone willing to challenge the system designed to keep us broke. The financial landscape for average Americans is bleak. 37% struggling financially, 43% having difficulty paying bills, 50% struggling with rent, 25% using credit cards for necessities, nearly 40% with zero savings, and over half worrying about money daily. We've become passive passengers in this Uber ride from hell, letting a system determine our financial destination. This trap begins early with no financial education in school and money being taboo at home. We're indoctrinated to believe student loans are necessary investments, while credit card companies target college students with free pizza. We finance cars and buy homes beyond our means, leaving us financially tapped, trapped, strapped, capped, and zapped. The paradox is striking. Despite living in history's most advanced society, we have less time and money than previous generations. The American dream feels increasingly distant as college costs have increased 400% since the 1980s, housing prices have skyrocketed, and inflation has eroded purchasing power. But there's hope. The proven Baby Steps plan has helped over 10 million people, starting with a $1,000 emergency fund, paying off debt using the debt snowball, building 3 to 6 months of expenses, investing 15% for retirement, saving for college, paying off the mortgage, and finally building wealth and giving generously. Most Americans equate high credit scores with financial success, yet FICO scores only measure debt management, tracking payment history, 35%, amount owed, 30%, credit history length, 15%, new credit, 10%, and credit mix, 10%. They ignore actual wealth indicators like income and savings. This creates a paradox where people chase good credit to access more debt to build better credit. The system even penalizes responsible behaviors like early loan payoffs or closing unused accounts. As Rachel Cruz notes, if your credit score is higher than your bank balance, you're headed in the wrong direction. Credit cards, marketed as financial tools, drive debt accumulation. By 2023, credit card debt reached $1 trillion, with households averaging $14,000 at 22% interest. Card companies profit through interest, 75% of revenue, and various fees. A 2023 Fed study revealed credit card rewards redistribute $15 billion annually from lower to higher income consumers. The solution? Eliminate consumer debt and credit cards. Without debt activity for 6 to 12 months, your score becomes indeterminable, joining 32 million credit invisible Americans. This represents true financial independence, not a limitation. A staggering 43 million Americans carry $1.6 trillion in student loans, with a typical $40,000 loan growing to $94,000 over 20 years. This crisis emerged as government policies expanded loan access while college costs soared 1,400% since 1977, far outpacing inflation. The promise of higher education through loans has failed millions. Many graduates find themselves worse off than non-college peers, struggling with massive debt despite beliefs that college ensures better jobs and financial security. This good debt mindset has led to dangerous assumptions about future returns. The burden impacts major life decisions, delaying retirement savings, 44%, home ownership, 33%, other loan payments, 42%, marriage, 14%, and family planning, 16%. Solutions include the debt snowball method, which helps most become debt-free within 2 years, while ESAs and 529 plans offer alternatives for future students. Americans hold $1.58 trillion in car debt. New cars average $48,344 with $733 monthly payments. Used cars, $32,811 with $569 payments. An alarming 17.1% pay over $1,000 monthly. New vehicles lose 10% of value immediately and 60% within 5 years. A $40,000 car drops to $16,000 in 5 years while costing $50,000 with interest over a typical 70-month loan. The myth that you'll always have a car payment is false. Buying used cars with cash breaks this cycle. Investing $700 monthly from age 22 to 62 instead could yield over $6 million. Leasing pays for maximum depreciation while building no equity, hiding costs through complex rates and fees. You're left with no asset when the term ends. Most millionaires drive 4-year-old cars with 41,000 miles and 80% pay cash. Keep your total vehicle value under half your annual income. Even high earners live paycheck to paycheck, often needing a financial wake-up call before changing habits. Budgets aren't restrictions, they're tools that enable financial freedom. Zero-based budgeting assigns every dollar a purpose using a simple formula: income minus expenses equals zero. The process involves combining income sources, listing expenses, budgeting to zero, tracking spending, and planning next month. Most people master it within 3 months. When you mind your money, it takes money off your mind, creating true financial freedom. Kamel went from $40,000 in debt to millionaire by following Ramsey principles for a decade. First, complete baby steps 1-3, eliminate debt and build emergency savings. Then follow match beats Roth beats traditional. Maximize employer match, prioritize Roth accounts, then use traditional plans to reach 15%. For retirement, invest in proven growth stock mutual funds, divided equally across growth and income, growth, aggressive growth, and international funds. Compound growth drives wealth. 80-90% of retirement money comes from growth, not contributions. Example: $10,000 invested at age 22 with 10% annual returns grows to $452,592 after 40 years, with $442,592 from growth. Building wealth requires patience and consistency, not financial genius. The fastest path is paradoxically the slow, steady approach of disciplined habits and compound growth. Amir and Connie's story of secretly paying off their children's mortgages after clearing $986,000 in debt shows the true purpose of financial margin: enabling generosity. While money can be saved, spent, or given, giving proves most fulfilling. Yet most Americans, living paycheck to paycheck, lack the margin for generosity. Following the baby steps creates freedom for both monetary giving and sharing time and talents. Science confirms giving's benefits. The giver's glow releases dopamine and oxytocin, making both parties happier. Research shows generous people have lower stress, with volunteers 40% less likely to develop high blood pressure. As Rachel Cruz says, give a little until you can give a lot. John D. Rockefeller exemplified this by tithing from his $1.50 weekly salary, showing how small starts build lasting habits. Money is a tool that can build or harm. When managed well, it transforms lives. When mishandled, it becomes an idol. Money doesn't change you. It magnifies who you already are. This plan focuses on living debt-free to impact what truly matters.